Blog Talk Radio.
All right, and so we are starting. And we are here, and we are in motion. We do this thing, taking off fast lane, no coasting. Here it is, Hump Day Wednesday on the Daily Go Get a Mism Show, the 5th of April. And tonight we are talking about the things that will make you look like a clown to somebody. The things that will make you look like a clown to someone. We always running around here calling somebody a clown. You know, on social media, you see people calling somebody a clown. We're talking about, even if they're talking about themselves in a self-depreciating manner. And they say, this is what I was looking like when I was trying to get my ex to, when I was trying to get my man to, when I was trying to get my girl to, when I gave dad money to, when I tried to help out, when I always came through. The people that never came through for me and for you. I was a clown. I was a clown. I was a clown. I was a clown. You was a clown. We was always around. Yo, Johnny, you on the spot. Even when things got hot, we never told nobody, and we still got. And people was laughing, but it wasn't funny. We lost a whole lot of money because we failed to see the situation. Somebody never gave us a shit of a piece of any type of respect. What are we talking about when we say that the things that will make you look like a clown to somebody? Have you ever been called a clown openly by somebody? And I'm not talking about class clown. I'm not talking about when when you were younger and you did things to get attention. So, you were always cracking jokes in class. You were always picking on people. You were the butt of plenty of jokes. You were, Johnny Good Times. And it was all for attention, just to get people on your side and to make people like you. I'm not talking about that. The class clown was actually funny. The class clown was actually somebody that people did respect. The class clown was always somebody that was sort of like a rebel, And that was remember, you could be a class clown whether you were smart or whether you weren't that good in your schoolwork. Because I knew plenty of class clowns that were actually very intelligent, very smart, and they did well in class. But they just liked to have people laugh all the time. They liked to just, stir up things and make things more fun in the classroom. Those were the fun class clowns. Now, when you take the class part out of it, and somebody just calls you a clown, you get to thinking like, And when you really think about the image of a clown, what do we see? What do we look at? What are we picturing when we talk about a clown? We're talking about somebody who wears oversized clothes, like in a uniform with those things called truffles, those fluffy things around the neck. Around the collars, the collars and the whatever you call the cuffs and things like that. Floppy shoes, big floppy shoes, white makeup with the lips, not lipstick on them, but makeup on the lips to make the mouth part look very pronounced and stand out more than anything on the face. They often have on a wig, a colorful hair wig, red, orange, green, something like that. Always like in a puffy style. I've never seen a clown wig. I've never seen a clown wig that was straight haired. Always puffy, bushy, afro type style. Oftentimes, clowns don't talk. They're mime clowns. Clowns don't always talk. Just keeping it a buck. But they're supposed to bring entertainment. We hire clowns for kids' parties. Some children are afraid of clowns. Shoot, we've had clowns who have committed heinous crimes. Like, what's his name? John Wayne Gacy. John Wayne Gacy, who was the serial murderer. He used to dress up as a clown. He, in his community, He used to, you know, be a clown at parties and stuff like that. So we have happy face clowns, and we also have sad face clowns. And lately, you like with groups like the Insane Clown Posse, we even have angry face clowns. But a lot of times, clowns do not talk. You don't want to have anything to do with a clown outside of a party, outside of a children's party, outside of a circus. They're meant to entertain, but the entertainment that they provide is a lot of buffoonery. A lot of buffoonery. So although you don't dress like that, look like that, act like that, you may feel or connect to remnants of that outfit, that get up, that set up, that whole scenario, because you have put yourself in a situation where someone is laughing at you and you know that they're not laughing with you. You know that they're laughing at you and you know that they don't respect you. People don't respect clowns either. You ever wonder how much money a clown is making? No matter how much you're paying a clown, you're like, you do it because I wouldn't want to do it. It's not my profession. Which is different from a comedian. Stand-up comedians, people respect stand-up comedians all the time. Especially national or internationally known stand-up comedians. People quote them. People talk about how they always tell the truth on stage. You know, the Dave Chappelle's, the Chris Rock's, even the Mike Epps and the, Eddie Murphy was doing it, and Martin Lawrence. They all were respected. Yes, they made people laugh, you know, bellyache laugh and howl in their seats. But they were respected. A clown, not so much. You might laugh at a clown, but you're going to laugh at what a clown is doing. You're not going to laugh at what a clown is saying. So when we talk about the things that will make you look like a clown to somebody, more than likely we are talking about the things that you are doing that make you look like a clown to somebody. I'm going to break it down really simple for everybody. And we need to talk about this. We really do. I wish we weren't having these issues with the audio so I could give out the number and people could call in, you know, and express what they think a clown is or if they've ever felt like a clown to somebody. But we're going to do the best that we can. So make sure y'all keep it popping in the comments, and we're going to break this down. Break this down, you know? You know? So, yeah. The things that will make you look like a clown to somebody. Because I would bet that up to probably at least 95% of people do not want to be looked present or future as a clown to somebody. You don't want nobody calling you that. That's a diss. Are you a clown? Even if somebody is playfully calling you a clown, it's like, all right, yeah, as long as you playing. Are you a clown? That means that you did something funny. You know, you made a joke or you did something that was funny. They ain't call you that because you said something that was funny. Mm-mm. So, a clown to a lot of people is normally seen as somebody that consistently tries to get something from somebody that they can't have. They keep trying to grab for something that is constantly being denied to them. So I'm trying to get this girl, trying to get at her. Trying to get this girl, trying to get at her. But I'm getting nothing from her but a bunch of laughter. Trying to get with this girl, trying to get at her. And I'm feeling kind of bad coming back the next day with a brand new plan. And she still say no, but I take some of that money that you got for me, though. And I'm feeling kind of bad, kind of maybe mad, but I was right back in the same spot I was before. And I'm feeling like a stupid asshole, and I'm taking this chick with me on tour. And she's giving me nothing but fronting. I'm feeling like a motherfucking clown or something. And everybody's laughing at me, talking behind my back and to me. And in fact, I feel like I need to do something more. And I'm feeling like a fucking big floppy shoes motherfucker for sure. All right. to the poppin'. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. With this your daily go get a missing show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the... And if you can't say Omar with the, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Getterism Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Let's get it popping tonight on the Daily Go Getterism Show. What y'all talking about? We are talking about the things that will make you look like a clown to somebody. What you know? We are talking about the things that will make you look like a clown to somebody. What do you know? T. Carey, right, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your sight. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing. Max and Chill and Mia Cunningham are coming through. Goddamn, thanks for coming on through, being true, no scams. And A. Finkelstein, that's my man from back in the day. You know what I mean? My man Abe, what's going on, my dude? Good to see me some. You. And Shirley Show, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, man? What's good? All right. So what we doing? What we doing? Mia Cunningham says, clowns. I see the devil. I hate clowns. You sound very spirited. You sound very spirited. Homie the clown. Yeah, homie the clown wanted to be respected. That's what made the skit so funny. Yeah, John Wayne Gacy. Yo, I see John Wayne Gacy. Lot of bodies. All right. Okay. Okay. So yeah, man, you know, on the internet we hear people get called clowns all the time. You know what I mean? Such and such is a clown. You know, I had to block him. I had to block such and such. They was acting like a clown. They coming over here with this clown shit. You know what I mean? Clown. You often hear somebody call somebody a clown when they're trying to get something or trying to do something that they can't do, trying to have something that they can't have, trying to get something for somebody that they don't want to be given. And it's not going to happen. So no matter how many times they are rejected, And don't get me wrong, there is nothing wrong with finding other ways to find a way to be told yes instead of no. There's nothing wrong with that. But you also have to recognize when somebody is in total refusal of giving you something. Like, they're not going to be there for you. They're not going to make it happen for you. But what they are going to do is they're going to take your loyalty, they're going to take your friendship, they're going to take your dedication, they're going to take your money, and they're going to take your resources, and they're going to take your ability to get other people aboard while they give you nothing. Or what little they do give you is something that you're paying way more for. You are overpaying for way more than anybody else would ever give them something for. So where are our most visible clowns that we can relate to? And whether we're talking about the movies, TV, was Alfalfa a clown for dealing with Darla? You know, because remember, every time Butch would come around, Darla would get with Butch and Alfalfa would be looking like a sucker. And I don't know if y'all knew the story about Alfalfa from the Little Rascals. You know, he got violent. He lived a violent life, that Alfalfa. But on the show, Alfalfa was looking kind of clownish dealing with Darla. He was playing him. Popeye. olive oil, making Popeye look like a clown. Very much so. You could say that Laura was making Urkel look like a clown. But was she? Was she? Was Urkel a clown? Urkel was just a nerd. But you see, when he became Stefan, it was like he was going from the ugly duckling to the pretty swan type joint. And Stefan was definitely respected. And I imagine that the directors and the producers of Family Matters, and that's what it was called, right? Family Matters? Yeah. From Family Matters, they probably did that. So, you know, so Steve Urkel wasn't looking like a stone clown at such a young age, you know what I mean? Because they didn't want that type of, they wanted to show him looking like a handsome young man alongside the nerd that they had projected. Because remember, I don't know if you know the story of Family Matters, but Steve Urkel was never supposed to be the star of that show. He became the star. He was not casted to even be a regular member like that. I mean, regular cast member like that. He came up. His character was so popular on the show, they wanted more and more Steve Urkel. But to make sure that he wasn't typecast for the rest of his life in that regard, especially his young life, they did the Stefan thing, which was a good thing. So Steve Urkel got clowned by Laura all the time. But the same character, the same man in different clothing and different attitudes, Stefan, had Laura eating out the palm of his hand. So I don't know if Steve Urkel was seen as a clown or not. But one thing that's consistent about Alfalfa, Popeye, Steve Urkel, who else can we think? Endless sitcoms have made somebody, you know, that was sniffing behind somebody, you know, made them look clowns. And sometimes we have examples where they made sure that they kept their dignity. Like on the Jamie Foxx show, you know, he was always after fancy. He was after fancy. But he wound up getting fancy. See, they made sure that he didn't get labeled a clown. Like, nah, they ain't going for that. Okay, but one thing that's consistent about the people that I'm naming is that they're all male. And when we think of clowns, we normally think of men. That's not to say that no women have ever been looked at as clowns. Because if you look on the internet, if you look on social media, any women that have submitted to a man that didn't deserve that submission, any women that have given their all to a man that didn't deserve even a little bit, any woman that supported a man in his quests and in his endeavors and he didn't deserve that type of dedication, she looked at herself like a clown. Like, I was a fucking clown for dealing with this dude, for letting him use me, for being there for him, for trying to work it out with him, for forgiving him. I was a clown. Be a clown, be a clown, be a clown. What are we talking about, y'all? Are clowns always men? Are they? We know that they're not in the proverbial sense, not in the social sense. Yeah, there are plenty of clown women, depending on your perspective on how you look at somebody as being a clown. See, I don't think that just because you try and fail or just because you try to get with somebody who may not show as much interest in you, I don't look at you as being a clown because of that. But nobody has to look at you as a clown for you to feel like one. Rejection is a hard thing to deal with. Failure is a hard thing to deal with. Putting in a lot of effort and being rejected is a hard thing to deal with. It is. It's tough. But sometimes we are harder on ourselves than anybody else is. Sometimes we are very hard on ourselves. We are very harder on ourselves, much harder on ourselves than other people are. And that's because we have egos. It's because we have pride. It's because we have dignity. We want to be able to, you know, walk with our heads held high. And nothing allows you to walk with your head held higher than victory, success. Triple beam, y'all mean? All right. Mia Cunningham says, I was having a conversation with a dude, and he was trying to sound so convincing as to why my girlfriend should give him a chance, and he just sounded like a You know what I think is funny? You can have a lot of money and still be a clown. Would they say a fool and his money will soon part, right? So me, I don't know if the man that you're talking about who wanted to get with your girlfriend, if he was talking about all the stuff that he has and all the stuff that he can do and blah, 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 and why he should be respected because he got this dough, because he getting money, baby. He out here getting his money. He out here getting his money. Maybe, maybe not. But if he sounded like a clown to you, more than likely he sounded like a clown to you because he was explaining all of the wrong attributes about himself. Maybe he wasn't talking about how good of a person he is. Maybe he wasn't talking about what he could do for somebody. Maybe he wasn't talking about future endeavors. Maybe he wasn't talking about how he could make a situation more favorable, more comfortable, better for each and every person involved. Maybe he wasn't talking like that. Because I'm thinking that if I'm going to talk to one woman about how to get with another woman, I should be trying to make that woman that I'm talking to think to herself, like, shoot, if my girlfriend don't take you, I will. You sounding good, nigga. You giving out that? But if you sitting there thinking, like, she ain't going to want this bullshit that you talking about, neither am I. And I don't even see why I got to be able to, I got to be the go-between. I got to be the moderator between you and her. I don't want to hear this shit you talking about. You sound dumb, you clown. You bozo. You got a big nose and a lot of puffy hair. That shit is green. People stare. I don't like it. I don't want to see you. Wouldn't want to be around or be you. You got to go. You look slow. You look like you couldn't read in the third grade. And, oh, yo, you need to keep it moving, keep it pushing, keep it go, out. All right. Okay. Mia also says, sounded like a clown. Nothing he said was making sense, and he double-talked so badly, but I was trying to sound, he was trying to sound smart and deep. I just shook my head and called him exhausting, a whole mess. Mia says Popeye was a clown. Can't deny that. Nars Hill says Barney Fife. He was definitely clownish. And it's funny. Barney Fife, why was he a clown? Because he was a bumbling clown. He didn't seem like he could get anything right. He was messing up there in Mayberry. Down there in Mayberry. Mia Cunningham says, I felt like a straight clown when I shot my shot at a dude and he rejected me. Told myself I would never do that again. Rejection should never make you not want to try again. It shouldn't. And I know extenuating circumstances that may warrant you being willing to try again. Now, I could understand not wanting to try again ever with that person, but you got to shoot your shot. In another situation, you have to shoot your shot. And the reason that you have to shoot your shot in another situation is because you have to put yourself in control to get the things that you want. If you never shoot your shot, then you're waiting for other people to shoot their shot. So your shot will only be the shot that is shot towards you. That will put you consistently in positions where you are settling for something that you don't really want. You are using something that's really not useful to you. And I know individually it might sound like, you just saying whatever you saying, and you feel how you feel, but I don't never want to feel like I felt with that person again. Well, did you feel like you felt with that person because that person made you feel bad for trying? Because anybody who makes you feel bad for trying, anybody who makes you feel bad for desiring them, trying to put together a good situation or a connection with them, that's not a person that's worth. That's not a person that's worth going for anyway. But, you know, some people would still keep trying. Oh, maybe he didn't like my dress that day. I didn't have my hair done that day. He honestly, yeah, you know. So sometimes we are our own worst critic, and we may have felt like a clown because we didn't get what we want or because somebody wasn't receptive. But so what? We got to try again. And you know the biggest reasons why we have to try again when we are rejected? Because we have to teach our children that they have to try again. If they don't get reading right the first few times, we have to make them keep trying because they got to learn how to read. They might not get these math problems right the first few times, but we got to make them go back in there and keep trying because they have to learn how to do the math. Reading, writing, and arithmetic, they're not things that come easy to everybody, but you got to keep going back in there. And you'll never be a clown for trying again. You know, recently I was talking to some people, and I also put it on my page. I said, you know, There are three things that I will never clown anybody about, tease anybody about, or make them feel bad about doing. And let me see. And one of them was going back to school to get their education on any level, whether you go back and get your GED, high school diploma, or you go back to go to college to get your degree, whether it's an associate's, bachelor's, master's, or PhD. Because that is improving yourself. And those aren't easy things to do. Those aren't easy things to humble yourself to do after you've already given up or found other ways to survive and exist. So how could I claim? Oh, the other thing was losing weight the right way. Losing weight the right way. I don't respect no weight loss surgery and all of that kind of shit. I don't respect that. But what I do respect is dieting, exercising, educating yourself, and figuring out how to become healthier. That is something to be applauded, appreciated, shared with many. And the last thing was looking for love. I will never, ever clown somebody about looking for real love, genuine love. I'm not talking about looking for sex. I'm not talking about looking for a trophy situation. I'm not talking about looking for a way to look like a power couple. I'm talking about looking for love because we all need it. Love and affection. We all need it. As much as we may try to deny it, we all need it. I'm not coming at you, Mia. I'm just telling you. A lot of times, many dudes have shot their shot with a woman that they thought was out of their league or whatever. I mean, but you just gotta keep. If it's not that one, it could be another one. Something is gonna pop. something is going to pop. Okay. Count Chamberlain, me friend, me favorita, always a good time, always great to see you. She says, evening, everyone. Why didn't I get a notification? Because you was bad. That's why. Because you was bad. Let me write it down because you don't be, you know what I mean. Let's see. Nah, man, nah, she was bad. Welcome to the show, Carol. I'm glad you're here.
So glad.
She's my favorita. She's me favorita. Okay. All right. Okay. Mia says, I was like that the other day, Carol. No notification, and I couldn't even find the show. Wow. Okay. He didn't make me feel bad. He let me down easy, which made me feel worse. It was like that New Edition song, "Sorry, you're not my kind of girl. You're the kind of girl that a man." Well, I mean, you don't know what his situation was. If he let you down easy, I mean, he might have had something going on. You know, sometimes people are keeping you away from something that you think that you want. Look, sometimes you might get what you want, but you might not want what you get. You go for what you want, but you might not want what you get. Sometimes it's like that. Sometimes. Yeah, but, you know, we got to keep trying. But when we talk about the things that make you look like a clown to someone, you trying to sell something to somebody that they don't want to buy. You know what I mean? Here you are trying to sell that same product to them that they rejected yesterday. You try to make it look different. You try to make it smell a different way. You try to disguise it in some kind of way. You're trying to sell something to somebody who is not buying it. Yet you're convincing yourself that you are making strides. You're making headway. You're going somewhere with this. You're trying to be around somebody who doesn't want you around. And not only do they not want you around, but now they're parading you around because you have something that they do want. They don't want you, but they want your money. They want what you can do for them. So, yeah, they will extract all of the good, positive things from you, but they will never give you what you want. That can make you look like a clown to somebody. What really makes you look like a clown is because you're defending yourself in those situations where you are failing miserably, where you are being humiliated consistently and terribly, and somehow you think that it's okay. You have convinced yourself that it's okay for you, and you've probably convinced yourself that everybody else around you is experiencing the same thing, and it's not true. Oh, look at this violence. I feel the need to deliver a throat. Why do you always talk about throat punching somebody? You know the damage that could do to somebody? Have you ever throat punched anybody? I hope not. Is that, I don't know. If you did that in school, I know you got suspended. He punched me in the throat. Now, she punched me in my... Uh-uh. You ain't getting away with that. That's assault. We used to talk about, you know, punching somebody in the temple. knocking them out that way. You're talking about throat punching. That's, you know, I mean, that could obstruct your airway. You got punched and now you can't breathe. That's not going to turn out well. You're talking about some best way to get someone off of you. I don't know. It's a sensitive area. That's a sensitive area, baby. But yeah, man. The things that will make you look like a clown to somebody. Trying to sell them something about you. Trying to sell them on you when they're not buying. They don't want any part of it. And they keep telling you. They're not making it unknown, or they're not holding something over you. They're not giving you any maybes. They're telling you, no, 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 no. I don't want your time, and I don't want your honey, but I want your wallet, your clothes, your money. I want your cars, your house, and all the things that you have that make me feel like a king or queen. And you know what I mean. Long as you have something to offer, I'm going to make the letdown softer. So you keep coming around, and I'm going to make sure I keep dressing you like a clown. And you're still going to be down. And I don't understand, but look, you're coming around. I see you again. I can set my clock by you, and I know what to do to get a couple of dollars. Yo, I told you that my lights was getting turned off. You soft enough to come up with another 300, 400. How do you get the threat of your lights being turned off twice in one month? I just gave you money for that bill. I know, but that was last month. No, it wasn't. It was this month. I gave you that money on the 5th. It's only the 29th. Well, I need this money to avoid the shutoff. Well, that's what you told me on the 5th. Yeah, that was the shutoff from the month before. Now you go for something like that, you a clown. I guess. But I'm saying that it seems to be mostly men that are looked at as being clowns. But is that true? Is that true? I don't know. Monique on the Parkers. Professor Ogilvy. Was she a clown? Was Monique Nikki Parker on the Parkers a clown for going after the professor? Somebody say yes, but here's the thing. She was going after the professor, and it always looked like she was getting close to getting him. Yeah, he blew her off. Yeah, he told her, you know, that he ain't wanna around, whatever. But he never gave it the hard letdown. Like, yo, man, get out. Yo, beat it. Nobody wants you. Get your fat ass out of here. Fuck out of here. He never did that. And not only that, but other men on the show wanted Monique, or should I say Nikki. So she wasn't undesirable. She wasn't a clown in that way. But was she a clown, you know, running around, Professor Ogilvy, acting like she was with him already? Was Thelma on Amen? Was she a clown for always going for the Reverend? She did wind up getting him. But was she a clown in her quest? Man, listen to this. Violence. 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 Mia says, I've throw punched someone. It's called a jugular notch. Works every time. I'm not listening to this. I'm not listening to this. Mia says, folks end up on Snap and those shows on ID messing with folks' emotions, or people feeling like their emotions are being played with. Oh, Carol says, oh, I hated that voice on that show. Ugh. Ugh. Yeah, she was over the top.
ain't even gonna front. She was over the top. Mia says, Nikki Parker didn't give a damn about what no one thought until she got her man. Nikki wore him down. So we don't look at Nikki as a clown. You see what I'm saying? Now, even though this is a show, it's scripted, we don't know how that would have played out in real life. In real life, having some woman that you don't want call your name out like that and kind of and potentially ruin any opportunities with somebody else that you do want, or if you have a woman and making it seem like you're entertaining another woman like that, it could cause a lot of problems. It could cause a lot of problems. But even though that show was scripted and all of that, it was a life lesson. It was a human lesson. It was something that we've seen before and we could relate to. But she did. She did wear him down on the show. She eventually got with the professor. It was too late and the show was about to get canceled, but she got him. Got him. Same as Thelma. Thelma on 227, but I meant Amen. Nara says, speaking of which, Monique's latest stand-up on Netflix is interesting. She aired out a lot of stuff. She always airing out a lot of stuff. I don't like Monique. I don't like her at all. I really don't. I don't like her at all. I don't like the things that she do. I don't like nobody who constantly interjects somebody else's situation to go with her situation. I'm not feeling that. You know what I mean? Like, your contract is your contract. Your business is your business. Your situation is your situation. Your setup is your setup. But she's constantly pointing to somebody else like it's their fault that she's not getting the money that she thinks she deserves. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. I don't like her. But is she a clown? Monique ain't a clown. She gets what she wants eventually. She does. She gets what she wants eventually. That shit she did with D.L. Hughley last year, unacceptable. But she won that case against Lee Daniels and Oprah and Tyler Perry. So, I mean, that validation, oh my God, that was the worst win ever. The good guys don't always win. The bad guys win sometimes. You know, I have a lot of other things against Monique. She started that fat girl movement. She started that BBW shit. You know, all them books, all them seminars, all them meetings. Skinny girls are ugly. Love yourself no matter what the size is. Eat whatever you want. Do whatever you want. Look how you want to look. When all along she wanted to be a skinny girl. And she went and got the surgery. She didn't diet. She didn't exercise or none of that shit. She went and got the surgery, got thin, never went back to her following and apologized to them, explained to them, you know, gave them some words of encouragement. She straight abandoned them. That's y'all hero? That's y'all queen? Yeah, not mine. Mm-mm. Is she a clown for anything? That's clown shit right there. To me. That's why she has none of my respect. So none of her specials, I don't want to see nothing she's in, and I don't want to hear nothing she has to say. She was on BMF this past season. It was burning me every time I seen her on the screen. Like, but yeah. Cal says, and then she got weight loss surgery. Yeah. Yeah. You built up them following. You built that following up, and they still out here like, yeah, you know, God made people in all different different sizes. No, he didn't. He ain't making them in no different sizes. You grew to the size that you are. Fuck you think this is? He ain't do that shit. He ain't spit out no fucking 300-pound babies. But you know. Yeah, Carol says, I hate when she say, my sweet baby. I hate that shit too. That should be, ugh. That should be like Chinese water torture to me. I'd be like, ah! Drip, ah! Drip, ah! Narciso says, I just thought of an old Billy Preston line. I've got a story that ain't got no morals. Let the bad guy win every once in a while. Shit, you ain't got to let the bad guy win. The bad guy never stops trying. Your enemy never stops pushing. The bad guy never stops trying. It's the good guys that's always giving up, always giving in, always giving way. Think about it. The bad guys, they scheme, they plot. They strategize. They're going to find a way to win, whether it's today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. You good guys, y'all be like, nah, man, I made enough money for the rest of my life. I'm good. I can chill. The bad guy never thinks that way. And neither does the clown. Only the clown does it in a negative way. Negative to their own situation anyway. But think about it. Think about it. Bad guys and your enemies, they never stop trying. They know not the meaning of rejection. They gonna find a way to finally persevere. You good guys, you like, nah, I'm good. I'ma settle right here. Nah, I don't want no drama. Nah, I don't want no problems. Nah, you know what I mean? I'm chilling. I found God. I want peace. I found solitude. I'm spiritually healed. I'm blah blah blah. I'ma build a bridge with my enemies. I'ma make sure everybody is a friend of me. I don't want to be nobody's boss. I don't want to be hard. I don't want to be soft. I want to be medium, sort of like a Sprite. Not too sweet. Kind of tastes right. But the world doesn't work that way. You got something to give. Somebody wants to play. They challenge you on a day-to-day, and you sitting there looking kind of clownish today. The things that would make you look like a clown to somebody. When was the last time you called somebody a clown? When was the last time somebody pressed you, somebody pushed up on you, somebody did something that you totally could not respect? When was the last time? When was the last time then you've been put in a situation where you could not possibly respect somebody for what they were doing, who they were, what they brought to the table? Wow, Norris. He says, Jehovah Witnesses look like clowns to some, but that doesn't stop them from marching on. You know, I grew up with friends who were Jehovah Witnesses. And I swear to God, I wish that at a young age, I had gotten the training that they get during that field service. I wish that I got that kind of training that Jehovah Witnesses get during their field service. Because no means nothing to them. They are told no scores of times in their journey during field service. So when they knock on your door, they know the likelihood is that you're going to say no. But guess what? They are more than prepared for when you finally say yes or when you just decide to have a conversation with them. You don't hear them bitching about being scared of rejection. And that's why I've never known any Jehovah's Witnesses that didn't get good jobs, that didn't hold decent careers, that had bad marriages and shit like that, because they ain't scared of no. You know who's scared of no? You, not them.
Not at all. Not at all.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Bang. Bang. See what it says in this corner? JW.org. JehovahWitness.org. My neighbor put this in my mailbox. She's been putting these watchtowers and awakes in my mailbox since the year 2000. She's an old lady now. She's not getting around very well. She lives by herself. But every time I see her, she gives me the good word. Every time I see her, she asks me, "When you gonna come down to the hall? You know, we got good stuff down there. You know, there's a lot that you need to learn." She has convinced herself that I want to do this. She gave me this. I mean, Memorial of Jesus' Death, Kingdom Hall of Jehovah Witnesses, has the address on here and everything. She has pushed that envelope. I've been living here since February 26th, the year 2000. And she has never stopped trying to encourage me, convince me, put me on, influence me. I've never looked at that lady like a clown. I've never gotten angry with her. For what? For what? Although I never went to the hall, she sure as hell made me think about it. Like, shoot, I've gone to mosques, I've gone to temples, I've gone to synagogues, I've gone to churches of different denominations and all of that shit. Why shouldn't? I've given money to the Hebrew Israelites and anybody else talking that old good black shit. Why not, you know, why not go to the hall just to see what they talking about? So she had my attention. Bottom line is she has no fear of rejection. No fear. And a person that does not fear humiliation or rejection is a beast. They are monsters. They are animals. They are somebody. You know, come on now. Some of y'all have animals. Y'all have cats, y'all have dogs, y'all have other animals or whatever. And what you notice about those animals is that they are ego-free. They are free of ego. So every day at a specific time, they don't mind begging you. They don't mind trying to encourage you. They don't mind doing whatever they need to do to get your attention, to get affection or food or whatever they want. There is no ego. Our ego stops us cold. But that clown, even though we don't respect that clown is devoid of ego. They are right back. They right back. We can't do it. We get our feelings hurt. We out of the game. Some people get kicked out of the game or they're unable to play the game, so they want to take their ball with them. Well, give me my ball. I'm leaving. Shoot. Some of us get our feelings hurt so bad. Not even by anybody trying, but our ego makes us feel so bad and so hurt. We leave the ball there. I'm just going home on some Charlie Brown shit. Okay. Mia says, that dude I mentioned earlier and a coworker, I call them clowns. Okay. Carol Chamberlain says, one of my managers at work, I call him a clown. Okay. Yeah. I mean, when you can't respect somebody, yeah, they do look clownish. They do. Nora says, I'm indirectly related to a Jehovah Witness. Brother, that is an owner. I'm indirectly related to a Jehovah Witness brother that is an owner of a black-owned EV line. I'm telling you, they be mad successful, because a no or rejection, it does not faze them. They like, they've been trained that when somebody says no, that's when the sales starts. They're great salespeople. They are great salespeople. So, you know, us untrained people, we get told no, we like, man, damn, man. Them Jehovah's Witnesses, they'd be like, no. Or what about this? No? How about that? Oh, before you say no, let me tell you something about this. Because, listen, if you say no to this, you're saying no to yourself. I'm just going to tell you like that. If you say no to this, you're saying no to yourself, because this is something that's going to do nothing but work for you. You don't have to pay it. You don't have to wake it up. You don't have to do nothing. All it wants to do is serve you. It'd be like turning down personal servants, maids, butlers, porters, you know, cooks. This is all for you. This is all for you. They learn how to find the yes. We take the no, and the no is like a monkey on our back. They learn how to take the no and have it like those bulletproof bracelets that Wonder Woman used to, you know, thwart when people used to try to shoot her. Ching, 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 ching. They like, that no ain't shit. You only say a no because of your ignorance. That's how they're trained. You're only saying no because of your ignorance. I'm here to educate you. But it crosses over into other areas of your life. But a clown is somebody that you don't usually have any respect for. So although like a Jehovah's Witness is trying to sell you something that they think that you really want or something that can really help you, this clown is giving you something, is trying to give you something. See, that Jehovah's Witness is not going to knock on your door again. Once you have rejected them, Once they have had a chance to give you their sales pitch or whatever, all right, you know, your name goes into a database, so they know not to go to your house again. But if you talk to them, they know to come to your house again. All right, we didn't get them to come to the hall or to get them to sign up, but they showed a little bit of interest. They showed a little bit of promise. They showed at least a little bit of kindness. They talk to us, so leave them on the list. We're going to go holler at them again. We're going to push the envelope with them again. Nora says, they're like the Navy SEALs of religion. Special forces? You can't deny it. Other churches, they got to get you into their house before they start finessing you. Jehovah's Witnesses is like, nope, we'll come to your house. We'll come to your place of residence. You ain't got to buy nothing, spend no money. We're just trying to get you to come to this kingdom hall. Sign up a little bit. You know what I mean? This is going to be beneficial. Things that would make you look like a clown. Make it look like a clown. You're trying to hang around when they don't want you around. That's the only thing that makes you look like a clown. You're trying to be down, they don't want you to be down. And those are the things that make you look like a clown. All right, y'all, let's do these birthday shout-outs. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. April April 5th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. Big at the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. Big at the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. Big at the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Karen Hill, Karen M. Hill, turning 55 years old today, and Malika Robinson turning 44 years old today, and Latasha Muy Caliente Crawley turning 48 years old today, and Roger Crowder Jr. turning 71 years old today, and my girl Shelly Hernandez turning 45 years old today, and my girl Denise Lopez turning 56 years old today, and Beatrice Brewer turning 57 years old today. And my girl, go-getter, urban therapy with Sunsetter, Shanika D. Crawley, turning 45 years old today. Ain't that something? And also, Deidre Barlow, turning 55 years old today. And my girl, she has three accounts, Vita Legree. That's what I know her from since the 1982. My girl, Vita Legree, Tyria Legree. And Tyria Legree. I guess Tyria is probably like a middle name or something. Anyway, happy birthday to you, sis. And last but not least, my girl, Tenny Montero, turning 44 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious. April 5th. I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit anywhere around the world. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. A rock out, rock on and do the damn, the rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill, says, I know I've made myself look like a clown trying to hold on to somebody that broke up with me. I'm not sure if that's what made you look like a clown, or I'm not sure if that's what makes anyone look like a clown. It might make you feel like a clown. But the way you feel is not what makes you a clown. The things that you say are not necessarily things that make you look like a clown. I think it's more of the things that you do. The things that you do will make you look like a clown, because a clown is a performer. Think about it. Clown in the circus is doing something. They flipping, they bouncing, they're doing things. They're very visible, very, very visible. Whether they are in one of the rings in the circus, whether they are at the party, they don't look like anybody. They stand out, but not in a good way. Some people love clowns. But when you're called a clown by somebody that you don't want to be a clown around, it can really get you down. Don't be afraid to keep trying, though. But make sure that you aim straight. Aim in the right direction. All right. Love is love, y'all. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Blog Talk, we're going to get you out of here. Yeah, 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 yeah.